everybody to know that delay is not denial. Amen. Delay is not denial. Hallelujah. 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 Can you get the mic? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Praise the Lord. Is that better? Keep it up there. Now, you know that's going to be hard for me to do. Amen. But anyway, this word is for somebody this morning, whether it's here or you're listening by this message on the internet today or later. Just want you to be encouraged today to know that delay is not denial. And when I began to hear that in my spirit, God said to tell somebody that He's just writing the next chapter of your life. And our life's like a book. We have chapters in our lives that come and go. And sometimes there's a pause between chapters. So delay is not denial. God is just writing the next chapter of your life, and you're getting ready to step into that next chapter. Because sometimes when we go through things or situations are happening, we think it's all about us at the moment. And we're surrounded by a whole group of people in this world, our families. So you never know what God's doing in the bigger scheme of things. Amen. You never know what God is doing in the bigger scheme of things. So I want to encourage you, don't give up. Just because the court system has said it one way, denial. Delay is not denial. Amen. As I was praying about the service today, yesterday, and just kind of meditating on the word and stuff, I began to hear this in my spirit. So we're going to take this and minister from it today. It said, I have heard a new day, a new day, a new day. Why do you linger in that which is old? Why do you eat from the manna of yesterday? I have fresh manna for today. Eat freely from what I have already provided for you in this new day. For in the new day, opportunities abound. With eyes of expectancy, ears of expectancy, and a heart full of hope, know that I have given to you what you need to step into this day. And as I was beginning to think about this new day, because God seems to be speaking that a lot to us lately. And I believe he was saying to me at the moment was, when we talk about the day, it's not necessarily you wake up in this morning and it's a new day. It can mean that in a lot of ways. But a new day comes in our life when we begin to get a fresh revelation of the Word. Remember the first time you heard about grace? That was a new day for you. Amen. Remember the first time that you heard about that God is a healing God, He's already healed you? That was a new day in your life. Amen? When you begin to get the good news of that God is a restorer and that you're going to recover all, guess what? That was a new day in your life. And God has just been giving us revelation after revelation and so many words lately. And a new day has dawned upon this place. And those of you coming that have been hearing the words that have been ministered, there's a new day dawning upon your life. That's why you're seeing breakthrough. That's why you're seeing so many breakthroughs in every area of your life, in your family, and all those that you're believing for, because it's a new day. The revelation of the Word of God brings a new day into your existence. Amen? So he's telling us today a new day. He's telling us today it's a new day, a new day. And so what are we going to do with that which we're receiving? Amen? So living for Jesus, it should be the most exciting thing in your life. And if you're not full of joy as a Christian, then you're not understanding grace. Amen. You're still trying to work, and you're carrying that yoke on your neck. But living for Jesus is exciting. Being in relationship with the Creator is exciting. Amen. Family relationships may break apart. Friendships may break. Marriages may break. But when you are in a relationship with God, you are in a covenant binding agreement because of the blood of Jesus. And you can always know of a surety that He's got you covered. Everybody around you may not have your back, and that's all right. Jesus has got you covered. Amen? For His love is immeasurable. We don't have to perform a certain way. You know, in earthly relationships at times, we have to think we have to perform a certain way or to look a certain way or to do things a certain way in order to try to earn that other people's respect and love, but not with God. He said, just come as you are, and we'll work it out as you go. Amen. So the Holy Spirit wants us to know it's a new day today. New means already existing. So when God begins to give you that word, it's a new day, what He's saying is it's already in existence. You may not have seen it yet. You may not have heard it yet. You may not have experienced it yet. Because as Pastor said, when He said it's finished, then it's all finished. We're just to believe it, receive it, and walk in it. Amen? So new means already existing, but seen, experienced, or acquired recently or now for the first time. Goes back to what I was saying earlier, the first time you heard about grace, the first time that you heard about forgiveness, the first time you heard about healing. That was a new day. Isaiah 43:18-19 says, do not remember the former things or ponder the things of the past. Listen carefully. I'm about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? And so many times we get caught in the middle of living the past or trying to get so far out there in the future that we forget about what's going on right now and what God's wanting to do right now. So we have to get over and get delivered from that someday mentality. You know, someday, when God's saying it's now. Amen. So one of the things the Holy Spirit was speaking to me is, or spoke to us last week about stepping out of the box and begin to look at things with a different perspective. You know, it's just like the microphone a while ago. I could have just said, well, there's no use in preaching today because I can't use that microphone. I used it last Sunday and it worked. But in order for me to proceed with this message today, I had to pick up something different and use it for that moment. So sometimes we get stuck in that day because we think God is always going to do it the same way. Amen. So we have to say, okay, get me out of the box that I'm in because and let me begin to look at things with a different perspective and from a heaven's point of view and not an earthly point of view. So just because I've not done it this way before, God says, in the past, does not necessarily mean that's the way that I'm going to do it now. But if we look for God to do it the same way again, we may miss the boundless opportunities of today. So old, meaning belonging only or chiefly to the past, former or previous. So many times we wonder why we're stuck in life and life becomes boring. It's because we don't want to get out of the past. We don't want to enjoy the present. We don't want to enjoy the life at the moment. In other words, we don't want change. Because we want to say, why do any things if things are going good? Just because things are going good and well with you doesn't mean that God doesn't want to change some things up some. Have you ever thought about that? Because when things are going really good for us and we're walking in health and being prosperous and all those things, sometimes we forget that, okay, this is good. This is good. Everything's going really well. So we don't pray for more or to see more or to hear more. So we get stuck. So just because things are going well doesn't mean that things don't need to change. And why do we linger in that which is old? Linger is to stay in a place longer than necessary. Typically because of a reluctance to leave. Because we don't like change. We don't like to go with change. So when we are moving toward God and His plan for our life, we shouldn't look back and wish things were like in the old days. And constantly say, I remember when. What about now? God's doing a new thing. Amen. Philippians 3:13 says, brothers and sisters, I do not consider that I have made it my own yet. I've not conquered it yet. I've not got there yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. Why do we eat from the manna of yesterday? Why do we eat from the manna of yesterday? You heard about manna in the Old Testament. Amen. So in the Bible, we know manna was the substance that miraculously supplied food to the Israelites in the wilderness. In Exodus 16, we read about this. But it also means an unexpected, manna also means an unexpected or gratuitous benefit, which means something given freely. Something given freely. He says, I have fresh manna for today. I have a fresh word for you today. This is a new day. Psalm 16:19 says, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. So as I said before, we have to get delivered from the someday mentality. Today, He loads us with His benefits. Eat freely from what I have already provided for you in this new day. You know, in the natural, we have food to nourish our natural bodies and to sustain us. And in the natural, our bodies are nourished by what we eat. And this Bible, this Word, the Scripture is a unique book because it's the Word of God. It nourishes our spiritual man and our spiritual life. And the Bible and the Word of God alone satisfies our inner hunger for spiritual food. So if you find yourself hungry spiritually, get into the Word. Get into the Word and find out what the Word says. Amen. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew 4:4 says, man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out through the mouth of God. So the words that proceeded out of the mouth of God is the manna that we're feeding on today. He has a fresh word for you today. Amen. Jeremiah 15:16 says, the prophet said, your words were found. I ate them, and your word became to me gladness and joy of my heart. Jeremiah says, I have found your word, and it's nourishing my spiritual man, and it's causing me to have joy and gladness of heart. So what does it mean for us to eat the Word? Eating of the Word Jeremiah was talking about, of course, was not physical eating, but it was receiving that engrafted Word of God. It was receiving the truth of that Word. Food signifies anything that we take to satisfy us, sustain us, and strengthen us. But for Jeremiah, to take God's Word as food meant that he received and he ate of that Word. He ate of that Word. So if you find yourself dehydrated spiritually or just not really unsatisfied, how much of the Word are you taking in? It's just not just enough for you to come and hear the messages on Sunday morning. You have to get into that Word during the week. You know, if you took a drink of water going out this morning, I gave you a glass of water, and I said, don't you drink another drop till you come back to church next Sunday. Some of you wouldn't make it back to church next Sunday. You live without food for a long time. You can't live very long without water. Amen. So that's the same way it is. So you take this Word, and you could go out and I said, now don't you study the Word. Don't you get into the Word. Don't you pray until you come back and hear me preach next Sunday. You would get very dehydrated spiritually if that happens to you. Amen. If you do that. So He wants us to feed on the Word. Because He has a new word for you today, in this new day. So, and why we bring it brings joy and peace to our lives, and to live a life to the abundance that God has called us to live. So in the new day, in receiving that revelation of the Word, John 10:10 says, I come that they may have life. They, you, us. We may have life, and not only have life, but enjoy life. God wants you to enjoy life. He has come to set you free. And that's part about learning about grace. When you're trying to work for something you've already got, it causes you to be a burden because everything you do, you think you're sinning and you think it's wrong. So he said, I've come that you may have life, enjoy it, and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Now I want to give you the Greek meaning of abundance. It's superabundance, excessive, overflowing, surplus, over and above, more than enough, profuse, extraordinary, above the ordinary, more than sufficient. Now that's a life of joy. That is a life of joy. Amen? So God desires for us to have biblical abundance. As you give your total self to God, God gives his total self to you. But so many times, we want to hold back a little part of our lives and say, I'll give this so much to you, and then I'll keep so much back. And sometimes that causes a blessing from us receiving the blessings of God in our lives. But as we give our total self and abandonment to God, to every aspect of my life, because it's not hidden from him anyway, even if we try to hide it, amen, total abandonment to God and receiving the abundant life that he has for us. So when you begin to receive that revelation of that word, that's a new day for you. For in the new day, opportunities abound. So when you begin to receive that word, he becomes a revelation, rainbow word to you at that point, so to speak. It becomes a rainbow word to you because you can hear that word, you know, and then all at once you hear it, there's just something lights up on the inside of you. At that moment, it becomes truth to you. And when that truth becomes revelant to you and becomes a word to you and you begin to see it and the Spirit begins to open it more and more to you can see the opportunities that abound receiving that revelation from God. Opportunities is a set of circumstances that makes it possible to do something. Do you hear what I said? For in the new day, opportunities abound. It's an opportunity, it's a set of circumstances that makes it possible to do something. So when situations and circumstances and things like that come along in our life, we think that it's a denial, we think that it may be a no from God, or we think it's just a terrible thing that's happened to us. But God has said within that circumstances, there's an opportunity for you to show my glory. Now, if you're running around like the world with wringing your hands and wearying and all of those things, that's not showing forth the glory of God. So with every revelation of the word comes boundless opportunities to show and to magnify the glory of God. So sometimes we take circumstances of life and consider them a setback, or we take them and begin to question why. One thing I have learned in my walk with God is when I begin to question why this is happening or why I'm going through this or why me, it brings confusion. It brings confusion. And where there's confusion, there's every evil work. The enemy will take that confusion and begin to whisper lies about God and about his word. So or take them and begin to question why. It brings confusion and opens the door for the enemy to begin to whisper lies. You know, if God heals, then why are you sick? Because you can say, why am I sick? Why am I going through this struggle? If God prospers me, why then am I broke all the time? So we begin to question why. So I consider the circumstances of life as a launching pad or an opportunity for the goodness of God to be revealed. So stand your ground, stand on the truth, and whatever you're walking through, show to the world the goodness of your God in that circumstance. Amen. So in that new day, opportunities abound. When you begin to get a hold of that word, such as the goodness of God, think about the opportunities that abound when you begin to learn about the goodness of God. And everything that God does for you is because of his goodness. Think about you going out and sharing that. That's boundless opportunities in that new day. Amen. So you may say, well, I'll look foolish if I confess to people that this circumstance is only temporary or if I haven't pain in my body, but yet I can say that I'm healed, or if I'm broke, I can still say that I'm prosperous. That's going to make me look foolish. Well, if you think you are, then you are in good company. Because when you begin to look through the Bible, and when people begin to step out on faith, everybody around them thought they were foolish. So you can just join the crowd of the foolish ones. So I will look. It will look foolish to say that my children are saved and serving God when you haven't heard from them for weeks. You know. Well, Noah, he looked foolish building an ark out in the desert. It hadn't rained for a long time. Everybody was around him talking to him. But what you've got to understand is that Noah got a word from the Lord. He had a new day opportunity. He had a new day experience. He got a word from the Lord that said, Noah, it's going to rain. You need to build the ark, and you need to save some folks. Noah built the ark because he heard God. That was his new day experience. Sarah looked foolish for having a baby at 90, but Sarah had a word from the Lord. God promised me a baby, and I'm going to have a baby. She looked pretty foolish walking around, but she had her word from God. She had a new day experience. Amen. Israelites looked foolish. Marching around Jericho day after day, not even a rock moving, not even one little piece of rock falling to the ground to give them hope, to say, yeah, I'm still believing God. Day after day, they walked and blew their trumpets, but they had a word from God. And they were living in their new day word because they had a word from God. They looked foolish, but they had a word from God. David looked foolish with just a sling and a rock. But he said, why aren't these people doing something? This guy here's to find the living God that we serve. Why isn't anybody doing something? God may pick you out of the crowd of people and say, you're the one. Woo! Oh, my goodness. You're the one. You're the one with the word for this moment. You're the one with the word for this day. And people may look at you because of the way you look or you dress or whatever and say, I have people tell me all the time. And every time somebody says I'm a preacher, they look at them and they say, she is? And I just turn around and smile because I got a word from the Lord. Amen. I got a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. A new day experience will change your life. Amen. The wise men looked foolish following a star. But they continued on because they saw the star and they found the Messiah. Why? Because they had a now word. They had a new day experience. They looked foolish. Where are y'all going? We've seen the star. That's where the Messiah's at. We're not quitting until we get there. Okay, hop on your camels and go. They looked foolish, but they had a word from God. That was their new day experience. Your opportunities in this new day abound, and you may look foolish believing for something that others say is impossible, but you see what others have not seen. You hear what others have not heard. The Word says that God gave us this with eyes of expectancy. What are you seeing? What are you seeing today? I remember reading one time that our imagination is the movie screen of our mind. Imagination is a God-given gift to us. And when it is steered in the right direction, we see things that others do not see. It's a powerful tool given to us by God. So what are we to do with this powerful tool in our new day experience with that new word that we got, with that fresh word we got? Because we begin to see what God has said to be of truth. So that we can envision ourselves as God sees us. And whatever we think and dwell on is going to be playing on the movie screen of our mind. That's what the Bible says, whatever a man thinks, so is he. So what are you thinking about yourself? Are you thinking the way God thinks about you? Do you see yourself as God sees you? He wants us to look with eyes of expectancy. This is a new day. Amen. When we turn in the right direction, we see what others don't see. We see what the Word has already decreed for us. We see beyond the realm of our feelings. Now faith is, and it doesn't have anything to do with what is around us. Amen. We serve a supernatural God. And that's where we need to be looking, is in the supernatural realm. With eyes of expectancy. Amen. With ears of expectancy. Talking about our spiritual ears. Ears of expectancy. You are tuned into a different frequency than those who are not in relationship with God. That's why you don't care to look foolish. That's why you don't care to say things and do things when others say you're foolish. Why? Because you're not listening to the same frequency they are. You're listening to a different station. Amen. You are on a different frequency. Hallelujah. What are you tuned into? My frequency is turned into 2 Timothy 1:12. For I know in whom I have believed, and I am fully persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed to him against that day. What day? Whatever day that you need that new word from God, that you need that or a fresh word from God, I believe and I am fully persuaded. That's my frequency. Amen. Our frequency should be turned into Philippians 4:13 that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Our frequency should be turned into Ephesians chapter 3:20. Now to him who is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly more than we dare ask or think, beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, and dreams. What? According to the power that is at work within us. A new day, a new day, a new day begins to stir that spirit man that's already inside of you. That's why when you get into the Word and it just there's some kind of excitement that takes place, and you may not have a full revelation of that Word yet, but you keep looking at it and you keep saying, God, there's something in that Scripture you want me to see. You go back the next day, God, what is it in this Scripture that you're wanting me to see? And then all at once, it's there. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes our frequencies get static in it sometimes. Remember the chatter message I taught on Wednesday night? Because of all the chatter that's around us sometimes. Sometimes our frequency gets static in it. But you keep going back to the Word. You keep going back to what the Word says. You, as Pastor Vern has taught us so well, when you're going through something, find you a word and stand on that word and let that be your frequency. Amen. Expectancy means, he says, with eyes of expectancy, ears of expectancy. Expectancy means the state of thinking or hoping that something, especially something pleasant, will happen or be the case. Thinking or hoping. The Christian's hope, those of us that are sons and daughters of God, is not like the world kind of hope, because their hope is based on wishful thinking. Yeah, I'm hoping it'll work out. I'm not sure if it will. I'm hoping maybe. That's not the Christian kind of hope. Our hope is based on the Word of God. It's based on the biblical definition of hope. It's confident expectation. The word given to us says that he's given us a heart full of hope. That new day, ears of expectancy, eyes of expectancy, boundless opportunities in that moment that you receive that word. And he said, I've given you a heart full of hope, knowing that I have given to you what you need to step into this new day. You don't have to wait for it to come to you. You've already got it. You quit looking out here for what you need. It's in here. And that's why the kingdom of God is in you. That's why you get into the Word and bring out what is already there. Amen. Romans 5:15-13 in closing. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. Having the God kind of hope brings you peace. Brings you peace. Amen. And peace in believing that you may abound in hope. He just doesn't want us to have a little bit of hope. But he says, I want you to abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Abounding in hope. A whole lot of hope. Amen. Romans 15:13 in the Message Bible reads it as, may the God of great hope fill you with joy, fill you with peace, fill you up with peace, so that your believing lives filled with life-giving energy. of the Holy Spirit that will brim over with hope. Amen. So in this new day, the reason we're seeing so many things happening in people's lives is because that word is coming alive. That word is becoming alive to you. You're walking in that new day, that boundless opportunities of what God has said is ours. So don't eat from the stale manna. Praise God for that. But this is a new day, new opportunities. Amen. And he's renewing hope in you and fresh vision that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Stand to your feet. Father, we just thank you for this word today. Your word, Lord, that's anointed to destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this new day that you've given us, God, for a fresh revelation of your word. Oh, that we take this word and we run with it. And the circumstances that we're going through now, the situations we're going through, are only temporary. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. And we depend upon you and your word today, Father. Thank you that we're led by your Spirit. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. If you have a special prayer request, just lift your hands right now. Father, we thank you for every situation that's on these people's hearts today that have their hands raised. We come into agreement with your word, Father. As we bring these things up to you, you said to come boldly into your throne room, that we or they don't have to bear it because you've already bore it. And Father, we pray for healing. We pray for protection. We pray for favor in the court systems. We pray for favor in our job situations. We thank you, Father God. We just thank you. We pray favor in our bodies. In Jesus' name. And we just give you praise today, Lord. And I speak continued blessings over these people today as they leave this place, that they have favor this coming week, that they are the head and not the tail, that they are blessings to everybody around them as they walk in their new day, as they leave here with eyes of experience, expectancy and ears of expectancy and a heart full of hope. And we give you praise for that today, for what you've done today, for your visitation in this place today. Amen and amen. Go forth and be blessed today. Amen.